You're listening to Talkin' Music. I'm Taya J. Today I am joined by Chloe Smith of Rising Appalachia. Chloe, thank you so much for making time to talk to me today.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. I'm curious if we, since it's virtual and we're talking on the phone, I would love it if you would give me and our listeners a sense of where you're at right now.
Yes, I'm in Appalachia in Western North Carolina, which is where I live when I'm not touring, wandering through a city park doing this call so I can stare at the budding spring that's happening down here, down south.
Spring's coming in full force.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Well, as you talk about walking through the park, I'm curious, it seems like you take musical and artistic influence from a lot of different sources and play with a variety of both geographical and musical sounds. And I'm wondering, is place important to you, obviously as a traveler, but also as a songwriter and a performer?
Yeah, of course. Place is very essential for any artist to draw inspiration from. And we are very place-based. I mean, being that we're Southerners, we drew a lot of influence from Southern music and the landscape down here, the culture, all the, like, cross-cultural connections of, like, where the banjo comes from, where the fiddle's coming from. You know, it's a melting pot down here. So there's definitely a lot of that in our work. And also, like you said, we travel full-time. So some of our songs have been written on the road, on planes and trains and airplanes, drawing inspiration from where we are and where we've been invited to share our work. So I like to strike a balance between the two. I'm kind of a homebody, but also travel keeps me kind of ignited and fiery in a different way. So we definitely are paying attention to where we are and trying our best to let it weave its way into our music.
With that in mind, let's kick off the show. Can we take a listen to Catalyst first?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Catalyst is from our newest album. We love that album.
For our sons and daughters. Swell, it's a tide of the people called the moving mountains, moving waters, protection for our sons and daughters. Hey. of the people calling, moving mountains over waters, protection for our sons and daughters. Swell, it's the tide of the people calling, moving mountains over waters, protection for our sons and daughters. Swell, it's the tide of the people calling.
We just heard Catalyst off of Rising Appalachia's newest album. Chloe Smith of the band is joining me today on Talkin' Music. That song to me feels like it's got a real sense of call to action, but also kind of brings up this question of how are we tending to what we have now in order to have it for longer?
Yeah, I've always loved that word, catalyst. And during lockdown, we were in a songwriting group for the whole time with some women in the industry that were friends of ours. And we had all these prompts to write a song each week. And it was something that kept me going as an artist when I couldn't really share that much with the world. And there was a lot of that theme in some of our weekly songwriting was like, you know, how can we take all this energy of the times, which are all over the place and confusing, and find like a good spark in there, as in a spark to ignite change, a spark that like can answer the despair of the times, because there's plenty of despair in the times for so many of us. But you know, a catalyst, I think of like more of a positive force coming out of, not necessarily negativity, but you know, coming up out of the earth. And so that song, yeah, it's like a song for the people. I was thinking a lot about all the marches that were happening around the country with the Black Lives Matter movement and just all the ways that people were coming together trying to ignite change. And I wanted to write an older sounding song, like something that was contemporary, but also not so specific, if that makes sense. So just more open to any movement that could have taken place now or in the past or in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I'm so glad you say that, because I do think that one of the really beautiful and unique things you do is take older sounds or more traditional sounds and kind of bring them into the contemporary. And I'm curious, what's your approach to doing that?
We were raised with traditional music from our parents and our parents' community. They all play traditional old time music, old Appalachian music, Cajun music, blues. So my parents, they weren't professional musicians, but that was their community and their life force and still is. So Leah and I came from that very deep pot, a deep wellspring.
Mm-hmm.
Then also got into songwriting, although we started playing just straight traditional music for the first few years of Rising Appalachia. And then slowly, slowly, we wanted to try writing our own songs. So from early on, Rising Appalachia was very much a merging of the two, you know, an honoring of where we came from. And we play old instruments, fiddle, banjo. We have an Ngoni player from West Africa. You know, there's just a lot of traditional older instruments. And then we also wanted to write contemporary lyrics. So we're constantly straddling that creative gulf. And they're also very complementary. You know, a lot of old songs sound like they're really speaking to the times now and vice versa. So I'm a huge fan of Gillian Welsh, and she's kind of what I would call the master of that work. You know, her songs are so timeless. And as an artist, it's like, I want things to go longer than my moment in time. So when we write and when we play old songs or merge the two, I think that's kind of in the forefront of our mind of like, you know, could this live past, you know, this next couple of years? How could we make a sound that isn't so specific to this exact moment?
Right. Well, and I think time has a lot to do with that. I mean, so many of your songs are longer than, you know, typical songs, right? We're looking at 6 minutes
right.
for a lot of them. And it gives, in a way, it just allows the listener time to really settle into it, right? As opposed to having to kind of digest so quickly before you move on to the next thing.
Yeah. And in a way, that's kind of another part of the slow music movement is, how, you know, we don't really want to cram everything into a 2 minute spectrum for our listeners. We love to take people on journeys, and both in a song as well as in a show, you know, there's an arc of an experience, and we like to just think that we're like weaving a story that our listeners are going on, and that needs time and it needs space and breath, and it doesn't need to be rushed, you know. So we think about that often in our work.
Well, with that in mind, let's take a listen to another song. What about Novels of Acquaintance? Tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, that is an older song from a few albums back, and it's spring and love is in the air and things are in bloom, and that is a sweet, sweet love song. So I figured I'd kind of give people that as we move into this beautiful season.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. Let's take a listen to Novels of Acquaintance.
Yeah. voice for glory, grace for show. It's boundless what we're in, the movement's growing, spreading kin. Teach me treasure, grow me strong, give me strength in every song. Rejoice and shout, you who came broken, weary, sick, step into the clearing. Let this be a moment healing. I see you, picture perfect. Rise together, lose no faith that I've got you and you've got me.
We just heard Novels of Acquaintance by Rising Appalachia. I'm joined today on Talkin' Music by Chloe Smith at home in Appalachia. You are coming to Colorado, and we're very excited. You'll be here April 30th playing at Delicious Orchards in Hotchkiss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just totally distracted by the birds in the background. They sound so beautiful.
Oh, I know. I was hoping that would come through, actually.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Singing for you.
Yeah, that's great. Anyways, you're playing this show at Delicious. What can we hope for from it?
Well, we just love Colorado and our Colorado people. We come out to your beloved state like 20 times a year at this point. So we're excited. We'll be coming fresh out of a Red Rocks performance at Trevor Hall the couple days before. And our full band is coming. And You know, we have new songs from our new album, The Lost Mystique of Being in the Know, which is, we like to call kind of trance folk. It's like a little more experimental and an open format in some of our other songs. So we have loved weaving that into our sets these days. And then we'll be playing older songs, favorites. Yeah, we're just excited to travel again and feel honored that the world is, hopefully, knock on wood, opening up and allowing us to gather and be together in person and rage and dance and celebrate the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't usually ask this, but I am curious, your newest album, The Lost Mystique of Being in the Know, where does that title come from?
Well, probably 7 years ago, we were on tour and our guitar player, David Brown, was having a conversation with one of our good friends in the backseat of the van, talking about, I wasn't deeply in the conversation, but what I gleaned that they were speaking of was sort of, you know, the fleeting idea that people really know what they're talking about and who really knows, you know. Mm. And so he said that phrase. Yeah, he was like, yeah, it's like a lost mystique of being in the know. And my sister and I froze and we were like, what did you just say? He said, it's like a lost mystique of being in the know. And we both wrote it down and we're like, one day we're going to make an experimental album. And that's what it's going to be called.
Amazing.
Because I just loved it. It had like a mystery to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that the band is very invested in social justice and social change, and that has always been very important to you. I'm wondering, what are you really passionate about right now in terms of social change?
I think right now we are recalibrating from sort of having a standstill in our work, to be totally honest. And a lot of our focus has gone more recently towards physical and mental health. We've had a lot of people struggling in our community throughout the past year, in the music community and just abroad and around the world, as we all have. And so I think music has such a service to the soul of the times and the soul of people. And so I think as we, you know, we're just sort of emerging, to be totally honest, from not being, you know, out in the world and working on a lot of activist projects that we had been working on when we were touring full time. So I think now we're looking to see and collaborate on mental health stuff.
Yeah, and we will look forward to seeing how that evolves. Chloe, I'm going to have you take us out on one last song, but I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. We'll look forward to seeing you play at Delicious on April 30th. And I think we are going to head out on Lost Girl, which is also off of your most recent album, The Lost Mystique of Being in the Know. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the music.